Do you see how effectively he argues, proving the resurrection from the fact of Christ rising, having first established the former in many ways? For both the prophets spoke of it, he says, and the Lord himself showed it by his appearance, and we preach, and you believed. Thus weaving his fourfold testimony, the witness of the prophets, the witness of the outcome of events, the witness of the apostles, the witness of the disciples, or rather, a fivefold. For this very reason, too, itself implies the resurrection, viz. His dying for others' sins. So if this has been proven, it is evident that the other also follows, viz. That the other dead are likewise raised. And this is why, as concerning an accepted fact, he challenges and questions them, saying, "Now if Christ has been raised, how can some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?"